join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. With everything going on in the world, and so often we get headlines that are absolutely explosive. This one, Islamic State planning to attack America and Europe. Jack's going to refer to something that is absolutely mind-boggling, and when he told me about it, those who've already entered in here in the United States, I couldn't believe it. And with the things that are going on in the world right now, terrorism, hunger, tornadoes, disease, oh my. We've got to keep our spirit up, friends. And the only way that we can do that is by knowing the joy in the thought that Jesus, our Lord, could return at any moment. Take a look at this. Herald of his coming. The King is near at hand. We live in a very solemn time. We're on the threshold of the age to come and at the close of the Christian dispensation. Never were times so momentous nor opportunities so extraordinary. We belong to that generation for which all the ages have been waiting, the generation whose high calling may be to welcome their returning King and herald around the world the tidings of his coming. God help us to redeem the time and be true to his high calling. And I want to say how grateful I am that Jesus said he's coming back. He is coming very soon. It's very near at hand. Jack, you give us this wonderful thought all the time on our program.
Revelation 1 verse 7, he cometh with clouds and every eye shall see him. And that's described in Revelation 19, 11, when he comes on that white horse, regally, royally, majestically. He comes with the armies of heaven that were raptured in Revelation 4:1, and they return with him to set up the kingdom upon the earth. And he sets up that kingdom for 1,000 years, Revelation 20, verse 4. Then he's recommissioned in 1 Corinthians 15, 24 to 8. And then he rules and reigns forever and forever because the world is never going to end, Isaiah 45, 17, Ephesians 3, 21. Never, never. And Jesus will sit on the throne of David. Listen to this in Luke 1:32. This is the day Jesus came into the world at birth. The angel Gabriel appeared and looked at that little baby boy and said to the Virgin Mary, your son shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and he shall sit upon the throne of David, his father, and he shall reign over Jacob, Israel, forever and forever and forever. And of his kingdom there'll be no end. Oh, come quickly, Jesus. This world's in a mess.
Oh, yes. It's such wonderful, wonderful, blessed hope, isn't it, yeah. Jack? A blessed promise from God that Jesus is coming back. In the light of some of the things happening today, that lifts my spirit. How about you?
You find out that the final war, just before Armageddon, and before that happens, we Christians have been evacuated. Come up hither, Revelation 4:1, and we go up in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15, 52. And then it all happens. Now listen, I'm only going to give you this much for right now. Armageddon, Revelation 16 is defined in Revelation 9, 14 to 18. Loose the four demons, not angels. Matthew 25, 41 calls Satan's angels, who are fallen, demons. Loose the four demons in the great river Euphrates to slay a third part of men. The number of the army was 200,000, 200 million. And by these three was a third part of men killed. Fire, smoke, brimstone. These guys are beginning it. This is what's going to lead to it. Listen carefully. The name of the new organization is ISIS. Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. That Euphrates River, where World War III Armageddon begins, runs through Iraq and Syria. We're on the way.
With everything you've just been saying, I was just thinking, oh, Father, thank you so much for that first headline I gave our people today. Jesus is coming back. And he's going to stop all of this. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He's the only one that can do it. Governments can go together and say, we've got the answer. But Jesus is the only one who can come back and bring peace on earth. But are you ready for that coming? Friends, you know, something happened the other day on TV that really impressed me. Prime Minister David Cameron of the UK gave a very compelling speech. And, you know, he is not afraid, of facing the issues of terrorism, UK terror threat level raised to severe. He's not afraid to say, we are facing this and we are going to raise that level. And take a look at this. Five intelligence officials say Islamic State, now that is formerly known as ISIS, planning terror attack in U.S. and Europe. Did you ever imagine that you would see something like that, Prince? I'm going to stop right here and ask Jack if he would please explain this attack in the U.S. and Europe.
Oh, Rick, and trouble, Rexella. And this book predicted it 1,900 years ago. Jesus said in Luke 21:25, when I'm ready to return, nations will be in distress with perplexity, mass confusion. Verse 26, men's hearts will fail them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming to pass on the earth, for the powers of the heavens and earth shall be shaken. Jeremiah 30, verse 7 says, alas for that day, that terrible time of terrorism and war is horrendous. There's none like it. It's time of Jacob's trouble. Daniel 12:1, there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. And Jesus said in Matthew 24:21, for then shall be great tribulation such as never was since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be again. Now, Senator Graham just said they're coming from all over. And you know, we Americans don't know who they are. 3,000 of them are Americans who are training in Syria now to become suicide bombers and come back and get us. And Dianne Feinstein just said, they're coming to spill our blood. Even the politicians are warning us, except our president. We can't even get a preacher to open his mouth until they're shedding your blood in your church like they've done all through Iraq and the Christian churches and cut off their heads. Rick Sullivan, we're in the final hours. Give us a few more headlines.
I will. Let's go on here. Now, this is from Fox News. Quite a statement. Once again, take a look. Al-Qaeda magazine hints of looming attack on America and USI's Islamic State threat. Oh, my, oh, my. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. That's the way he used to look now. Of course, we took him as a prisoner, and this is the way that it looks now. Let's take a look. And this is after his capture. I'd like for you to see five more men, Taliban five. And these are the ones our president released for one deserter. All right, Jack, will you explain this, please?
These five birds are coming back to get us, too, along with this ISIS crowd. But this man that you saw a minute ago was the mastermind behind the 19 murderers who flew the jets into Twin Towers. And he says in his book, I've read it, we'd do it again if we could get out of here. And now they release five of his buddies for our traitors, Rexella said, and they're coming back. 6,000 students on visas to study in our schools have come, but they've trained to be suicide bombers. But they've disappeared. Nobody knows where they are. God help us.
You know, oh, Jack, with everything you've been telling us today, how wonderful it is to come back to that first article, the King is near at hand. When Jesus comes, we're going to know real peace, but you can have real peace in your heart right now. Few people that I see today have peace. Only if you have him in your heart. Have you received him as your Savior, been forgiven of anything you don't want there? Will you open your heart right now? Jack, would you pray that prayer?
Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Just ask him. Jesus, Prince of Peace. Thank you for the cross that brings peace into hearts. You made peace through the blood of your cross. And right now, I'm trusting in that precious shed blood you gave for me so many centuries ago, and asking you right now, Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, I trust you. Jesus, I want you as my Savior now. In your name I pray this. Amen.
Oh, amen. That's who he is. He is the Son of God, Savior of the world. And if you prayed that prayer, you just became his child. Write to me. There's my address. I'll give you this little booklet absolutely free. First Steps in a New Direction, How Good to Walk with the Lord Today. You know, friends, I want to leave you with this thought. I've used it before, but how good for today. If you're not as close to God as you used to be, guess who moved? Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added.